When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers. I am so excited for today's topic. And I love to talk about things that maybe sometimes are a little controversial or things that may like go against what you may think here at Social Tenacity, what we really stand for, but to show you that this really is a way to build a business. But sometimes people just take it a little out of sequence. And that's what we're going to talk about today on the mistakes that people make when they're making a list of 100. And you probably have heard me say, like, we don't want to be making a list of 100 of people that we're just going to spam and people that were like, oh, these are all the people I know. They all should join my team or they all should buy my product. That's not what we're trying to do. So, but before we get into this and we start talking about what it really means to make a list of 100 and what mistakes are really happening, I want to do a quick shout out to one of our listeners that left us a review on iTunes. This is to That Kennedy Life. And she says, this podcast is eye-opening. I love hearing Brooke speak about being true and honest. It's refreshing to hear an updated outlook on how network marketing should be approached with authenticity. I am so glad that that is what you're seeing through this podcast, because that's exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to show you different ways that you can build your network marketing business and be authentic and do the things that feel good to you, but also get you great results. So let's dive into this topic of what it means to make a list of 100 and the mistakes that I see people make. And first, I want to start with a little bit of a visual. So I want you to just imagine like you're back on the playground in elementary school and you're playing a game of telephone. You remember back in the days when we used to do this, you would line all the people up and you would whisper something in someone's ear and then they would whisper it. And when they got to the end, it was something totally different or it just didn't really quite make sense than what the first person actually intended it to be. Well, that's what a list of 100 has turned into. I'm sure that your upline at some point has told you to make a list of 100. In fact, this was something that I would tell people when they joined my team, that they need to make a list of 100. But the thing is, I didn't realize that that really isn't the best way to do it. Because you're supposed to make a list of 100 of all your friends, all your family, maybe other moms that go to dance with your girls, like any like PTA people that you served with, like anyone from church, like you would just make a list of all of these people. And then you were supposed to go down that list and start calling them and asking them if they would be interested in your opportunity or to host a party or something like that. Oh, that is so spammy, right? Because no one wants that. And I always think about it now because for those of you who have been listening for a long time, you know that I had a car dealership with my husband. And I think, you know, when we got a new car on the lot, would we call up our friends, call our list of 100 and be like, hey, we got this new Fiat. It's a stick. Do you want to buy it? Like, no. You would not be friends with someone who owned a car dealership and every time they got a new car on the lot, they would call you and tell you if you were looking at buying a car and that was the problem that you had, then of course, then that's fine. But I want to show you a way that you can actually build a list of 100 that is not where you're just going to go and spam people. And if you've been listening to us for any amount of time, then you probably know that we talk a lot about how you can use your gifts, your talents, your strengths, and you can use those to create a whole brand around your business. So you are no longer a blank consultant. You have a business around you. It doesn't matter what your company is, your business is all about you. And so what we want to do is we want to start thinking, okay, what is it that I have to offer? And we're going to get to the list of the 100, I promise. But I want you to start thinking, what is it that you actually have to offer? We call it a zone of influence. What's your zone of influence? What is the things that you can talk about every single day? And if you aren't really sure how to figure this out, I just recently did an interview with Stephanie Gass. It's episode 88 of the Authentic Influencer podcast. So go back and listen to that. And she's going to walk you through how you figure out what really what we call your zone of influence is, how you can figure out what your passions are, and then you're going to create a business around that. So once you understand that, then you want to get, quote unquote, get your name out there, right? Because that's what everyone struggles with. How do I get my name out there? And I did all the things. I handed out samples at the grocery store. And anytime I went through a drive-thru, I gave them a sample. And I left business cards in library books and catalogs at dentist office. I did all of those things. And guess what? I think I maybe out of all the hundreds and hundreds of business cards and samples I handed out, I think I got one customer who was like a consistent customer. That was it. Definitely was not worth my time to do that. So we want to work a lot smarter than we do harder, right? And so when we really understand what our zone of influence is, what our brand is about our business, then we can start looking and say, okay, who has the people that I want to talk to? And this is where you make your list of 100. And so I call it your list of influence. So how can you get in front of people that have the audience that you want to talk to, and you can share your message? Because I'm sure that there's something that you are super passionate about when it comes to either your opportunity or it comes to your products. There's got to be something that you are so passionate about that you're like, I have to tell the world. I want to stand on the rooftops and scream and let everybody know how amazing this is. Well, let me tell you how you're going to do that. So we're going to start making a list of people that are on social media platforms. So you can look at influencers that are on Facebook. So look at people who have big Facebook groups that have your target audience. So let's say that you are targeting people that have autoimmune diseases and you have a message that they need to hear. Well, you can go and find, there's tons of Facebook groups about that. So you can go and look and see who the admins are and make a list of those people. And then you can reach out to them and you can say, hey, I am on a mission to be able to help women who have this autoimmune disease, show them that there is a better way and show them that they can take control over their health, you know, and whatever your mission is. And ask them if you could go and do a Facebook Live in their group and just educate. We're just bringing value. We're not like saying, hey, you need to join my team, buy my products, anything like that. Because if you go in and you do a bunch of Facebook Lives, people are going to start knowing who you are. This is how we get our name out there. And then what is going to happen is you do a Facebook Live, everyone's going to see it. They're going to send you friend requests and they're going to be like, hey, I saw your Facebook Live. I loved what you did. Then you can start having a conversation with them. So you're going to make your list of everyone that's on Facebook. You can do the same thing with Instagram. You can say, hey, I love what you're doing and the people that you're reaching through your stories. I'd love to do an interview, and you could do an interview in their stories. You could do something on IGTV. Find out what you can do to help serve their audience, and that's going to get your name out there. You can look at podcasts. It's really, really easy. Going into iTunes, you can look at what the top 200 podcasts are. And you can pick, there's lots of different niches, lots of different categories. So find what category, maybe it's health and wellness, maybe it's beauty, maybe it's marketing, maybe it's business. There's lots of like mompreneur podcasts. And you can go through and find out who the podcast owners are, reach out to them. People are always looking for other people to interview on their podcasts. And here's just a little hint when it goes to reaching out to people on podcasts. You want to make sure that when you are reaching out to them on a podcast that you let them know, hey, I listened to this episode and it was really, really good. This was my favorite part. I would love to be able to share my message with your audience, and this is what it can do for your audience. Whenever you present it that way, where you say, I love what you're doing, this is what I have to offer, And this is how it can help your audience. If you can make that connection for them, you are 10 times more likely to be able to be on their podcast, to do something on their Facebook page, to be a guest blog post, to do like a guest blog post, all of those things. If you can map it out for them, because people who are big influencers who are really popular on podcasts and Facebook groups and Instagram and all those things, they get hit up a lot. So if you can show them exactly how, hey, this is what I love about what you're doing, this is what I have to offer, and this is how it's going to help your audience, it's going to make your offer be so much more juicy, and whoever the owner is going to be like, that's what I want. So that's the system that I would follow. So make your list of all of the podcasts that you want to be on. Look at blogs. There's tons of blogs out there. You can go on Pinterest and start looking on Pinterest about all of the topics that you want to talk about, and you're going to start seeing blogs that are going to come up. Then you're going to contact those blog owners. Like, there's where you make your list. And by doing this, what you're going to do is you are going to build your influence rapidly. So once you have your list and you start reaching out to these people and you're going to start getting your name out there, you always want to, at the end of your interview or a Facebook Live or anything that you do, you want to send them somewhere. And this is where I personally would send them to my Facebook group. Because then in your Facebook group, that's where you're going to be talking about the things that you're doing. You're providing more value, but then you're also introducing the product and the opportunity as well. So if you can get all the people, this is how you can go in and like take a big old net, and you're going to scoop up all the people who are your people, who resonate with your message, who really love you. You're building up the super fans, and then you're putting them all in one place. It makes it so much easier for you to then go in and start giving value in your Facebook group and be able to convert people from your Facebook group. So this is really how a list of 100 should work. Make a list of 100 people that you just want to go and bring value to their audience. And when you do that, it's going to benefit you tenfold. So your aim for today is I want you to make a list. Maybe 100 is too much. Let's just make a list of 10. Make a list of 10 influencers that you want to reach out to and you want to share your message with them. If you're not sure what your message is, we have a lot of podcasts and YouTube videos and stuff like that that talk about it. So go and do a search and start finding other things that we've talked about, and that's going to help you really figure out what your message is. You want to make sure that you're talking to people who have the problem that you solve, and it's okay to talk about the same thing over and over and over again, because you're going to be talking to a lot of different audiences. And even if the audiences cross, I know this is something that people worry about. They're like, well, what if I talk about this and then I go on someone else's podcast and I talk about the same thing and people hear it multiple times? For those of you who like go to Bible study, how many times have you heard the same scripture over and over and you get something different every time? Or people who read a book and you read that book multiple times, don't you get something different every time? I listen to podcasts, and I'll listen to the same podcast a couple times if it's a really, really good one, and I get something different out of it every single time. So even though you're going to be saying the same thing, it's okay. You're going to get really good with that message, and then people are going to know you for that message. And then that's going to get even more referrals to you, and this is how you're really going to grow your business, and you're going to grow influence. I'm so excited to see what you guys come up with. And if you are willing to share, go into the Authentic Influencer Marketing Facebook group and find, this is episode 87 of the podcast. Go into our Facebook group and let us know. You can comment on the post that we talk about the mistakes of making a list of 100. And let us know, what are some of the places that you're thinking of reaching out to? What do you want to be known for? Where do you want to build influence? I can't wait to hear from you. And make sure, if this is a podcast that you love, hit that subscribe button, leave us a review on iTunes. We love hearing the love from you guys, and we will see you guys all on the next episode.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, I want to invite you to check out socialtenacity.com/secret. The Authentic Influencer Secret Society is the fundamental resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and leading a network marketing business. Whether you're still trying to figure out how to get your name out there to get noticed, or you already have a growing business and you're looking for ways to train your team and get more customers, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society can help you get to the next level. With our extensive course library, monthly implementation guides, exclusive member-only discounts and perks, and a supportive community to help you get all the feedback and encouragement that you need, the Authentic Influencer Secret Society is a perfect place for anyone that is looking to grow a successful network marketing business. So check out socialtenacity.com/secret.
This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.